this book, If I Could Do For You, is one of two books in a compilation called Two Poetry Books in One, and that includes The Mind Would Know and the book If I Could Do For You. Now, these two books were written together, one dark, the other light. In my mind, they complement each other. Both have pulled me through rough and sleepless nights of silent hysteria and rage. I finally made a breakthrough and learned to just appreciate every moment of my life and just not allow myself to be victimized anymore. I don't have to cry and write poetry and suffer defeat of spirit. I can glow and keep on glowing. I can breathe the love I feel. I don't have to withhold it. I'm free now. Just a little more cautious. Hope you can relate to these poems. What started me writing them was a recurring dream in which I found myself facing my perpetrator, my tormentor, and gladly inflicted injury on a family member who betrayed me, one whom I once loved dearly. The ugliness, the actuality of the act so upset me, I had a nervous breakdown. So I learned that revenge is never worth it, even in a dream, because of what it does to the one performing such meanness, especially inflicting great physical harm. Can you imagine how our soldier boys and girls feel? Violence is just so horrible. Even in dreams, it isn't worth doing. And so that's what these two books are about. It's, hope you enjoy them. Hope that you can relate. You know, I'm driven to writing because this world is so messed up and people are so hateful sometimes and things seem so cruel and unfair. And then they say, oh, well, you know, you're making things happen. Well, I think it's true. I think that when my attitude is better and I'm not constantly reliving tragedies in my life, hey, I'm free. I can, and the writing has helped me as a, it's a bridge out of madness and rage and distemper and violence. So I'm happy to share them with you.